So the sharp faculty to the modern and exerts similar to the Mademiga school. So when the heroes and soldier realizers four destroyers, when they pass away, their mental continuum doesn't cease. You know, it continues, you know, then takes rebirth again, and then can enter into the Mahayana path and eventually achieve the state of full enlightenment. So they assert, you know, the false expectation exerts very similar to the Madhyamika school. So it says the false expectation do not assert that when hearers and soldiers realize four destroy ten nirvana without remainder, their mental continuum cease. Because although they assert that that at that time only the continuum of the mere mind that is included in a true suffering and true origin ceases, a mere cognizer does not goes to enlightenment. So thus they assert the existence of the one final vehicle. So one final goal, one final vehicle. So they assert the one final vehicle. So the one final vehicle would be the achievement of the enlightenment, the full enlightenment of Buddhahood. So there is no higher achievement above that. There's no achievement above the Buddhahood, so that is the final one. So with that, now I've briefly explained the tenet that is asserted by the Chittamatana school. And then next is the system of the non-entityness or Madhyamika. So that's the system of the proponent of non-entityness is explained by the way of definition, division, and the meaning of each division. So then it explains the Savatantika Madhyamika and the Prasangika Madhyamika. So these two schools, Savatantika Madhyamika and Prasangika Madhyamika, are known as the Madhyamika or middle school or the non-entityness. So the proponent of non-entityness. So why are they called property? And a proponent of why they are called the proponents of the non-entityness? There's no entity, of the true existence. So they accept no entity of the true existence. So therefore, they are called the non-entityness. And it's called middle way because it is in the middle, not to the extreme of the nihilism and not to the extreme of the nihilism. And so because it's abiding in the middle of these two extremes, and so that's why it's called the middle way school.
So
So if you say nothing exists, if you say there is nothing that exists, there is nothing that exists, you know, then you're falling, you know, into the extreme of the nihilism, right? Because actually things exist. While things are existing, if you say things do not exist, you know, things do not exist at all, then you're falling into the extreme of the nihilism. So, and says, you know, things are not non-existent, you know, they do exist, and also they, not only they exist, but they exist truly. You know, if they exist, you know, truly, you know, since not only exist, but they exist truly, then that is again falling into the extreme of eternal nihilism. So for example, you know, let's take the example of the aggregate. You know, if we say aggregate, is it a true existence? You know, then the both of these schools, you know, the Prasangika Madhyamika and Savatantika Madhyamika, both will say no. The aggregate do not exist truly. So they both are same in accepting the form to be empty of true existence. So they both are same in saying that the aggregate or the form do not exist, you know, truly, but how, if it exists truly, then how will it exist? What is the way of existing truly? Then the way of existing truly will be explained in different ways. You know, so both of them, two of them, will explain in different ways. So because of the way they explain the true existence in a different ways, or the mode of existence, the mode of the true existence, is a different according to these two different schools, so that's why they came, these two different schools. So then that's how they became the two different views, the schools with the two different views.
So, like
for example, a scholar or the or master of the Savatantika Madhyamika school, like Baba Viveka, and if you ask him, you say that things do not exist truly, so can you explain how the things do not exist truly? Then this is how he's going to say. So the Savatantika Madhyamika, or like the scholar Bhava Viveka, would say that you know, the form or the aggregate do not exist truly, you know, because it doesn't exist, you know.
So So it is if you know something because the aggregate is not you know something that is existing. You know how to put it this. So if it's not you know, posited by a non-mistaken or you know it's just like unharmed, it's like you know unharmed mind or a non-mistaken mind. If it's not posited by the unharmed mind, but existing, you know, existing from its own side. You know, if it's something. You know, that exists from its own side without being posited, you know, by appearing, you know, to the unharmed mind. So if it's something like that, then that is a true existence. Yeah. So that's how the true existence is explained.
We never return unharmed
mind. Well, actually, like the proper mind. Let's say a proper mind, a valid mind or proper mind. Yeah, so if it's something that is posited by the valid mind, it you know the thing appeared to it. The thing appeared, like the form appeared to the valid mind, and the valid mind said, yes, this is a form. You know, so it's posited by the valid mind, saying form. You know, if it's without the valid mind positing it as a form, if the form exists from its own side, saying, I am form, then that is a truly existing form. You know, like independent, of course, you know, so it's, you know, so without the valid mind positing it as a mind, and the mind appearing from itself, in, from its own side, saying it's a form, I am a form. So that would be a truly existing form. So if it's a true existence, so that's how it should exist. So not being posited by mind, but existing from its own side. So appearing from its own side. As a form.
What do the lower souls believe?
The Almighty is killing God.
Angry?
Yeah.
What kind of? Yeah. That Almighty is killing. Rangi be gang killing, but the Paji that Almighty is much better.